Over time, Tegaya's art of earthenware making developed to include features such as attractive lines and good balance of shape. On display here are some types of earthenware representative of Tegaya, including mounted plates, long-neck jars, jar stands, and lidded plates. On the far left of the exhibit on the green stand are a round jar stand and a long-neck jar. Jar stands were mainly used for ceremonial purposes. The pedestals are wide for stability, and there are triangular or rectangular holes. Jar stands come in a variety of shapes, including long cylinder, short cylinder, bowl, and hook. Engraved on the body are layered patterns of waves or pine needles. The long neck jar on that jar stand has a neck that tapers up to give the jar an S-shaped curve. As with the jar stand, its body features intricately engraved wave patterns. Now look at the exhibit on the white stand to your right. At the center are mounted plate and lid. The plate is flat and its pedestal is trumpet-shaped with a single line of square holes. The lid characteristically has a handle shaped like a button or a nipple. Tegaya-style earthenware has been discovered not only in Goryeong, but also in South Gyeongsang Province and South and North Jeolla Provinces. Tegaya-style earthenware started spreading to the northwestern regions of Kaya starting the mid-5th century and spread even farther in the 6th century after new production and distribution bases were set up in the southern regions of Kaya. The spread of Tegaya-style earthenware was commensurate with the expanding territories of Tegaya. Another indication that Tegaya was a powerful nation of antiquity.